The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
But the House was the first to pass a budget bill to close the $2.4 billion revenue shortfall. It taps into the rainy day fund, but also forced the state agencies to cut $342 million. House Majority Leader Kirk Cox says proponents will get what they were promised, a healthy debate about Medicaid with no guarantee of expansion.
Our problem is that sort of the panacea or the vision that you set up for Medicaid expansion is just not historically or what we deal with in real life reality. It just doesn't happen that way.
Opponents say the federal government simply cannot sustain the entitlement program long term. But Democratic Delegate Patrick Hope argues that if the GOP is concerned about funding shortfalls, it makes sense to expand Medicaid since it's more costly to care for the uninsured who can't pay their bills.
And we have states, and we've given you some examples today, of states that have put politics aside and have decided for our economic interest, we have to do something to make sure that people get preventive care and not emergency room care.
Each side accuses the other of not adhering to the Virginia way by not passing a substantive plan that meets the state's needs. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.